Mr. Maliki's speech Thursday was broadcast live and to more than 6 million Shiite pilgrims in the city of Karbala, south of Baghdad. In his address, he praised Iraqi Shiites for looking past sectarian divisions and working for peace. Mr. Maliki said terrorists want to burn the land and destroy everything good in the country. But he said Iraq's people have banded together to keep civil war at bay. The throngs of Shiite pilgrims had gathered in Karbala to commemorate the death of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hussein, 13 centuries ago. The annual pilgrimage was marred earlier this week by attacks on traveling Shiites. At least 64 were killed and around 100 wounded in bombings and gunfire blamed on Sunni-led al-Qaeda in Iraq. Mr. Maliki, a Shiite, vowed to defeat the insurgents. He said security has returned to some areas, but he said al-Qaeda must be defeated in Mosul, Diyala, and Kirkuk, all north of Baghdad. U.S. and Iraqi security say those northern cities have become strongholds for al-Qaeda-linked insurgents. Security in Iraq has improved in the last year with a surge of U.S. troops and cooperation with Shiite and Sunni militias. But there has been a wave of bombings, terror attacks, and kidnappings this month. On Tuesday, a suicide bomber in Mosul killed at least 9 people. Earlier this month, twin suicide bombings at Baghdad pet markets killed nearly 100 people. The U.S. Defense Department said this week that the U.S. troop presence in Iraq will remain greater than it was before last year's surge in forces at 140,000 troops. Political divisions along religious and ethnic lines are also slowing Iraq's progress. Baghdad has yet to pass an oil revenue sharing law, and on Wednesday, Iraq's presidential council rejected a law for establishing provincial elections. The bill would have required national elections in October and was seen by Washington as a key benchmark for national reconciliation efforts. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Erbil.